Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
I don't know, I'm just trying to dissect a little bit of what he said. Not a ton of news.
You know
news.
What he said?
Jack Conklin day to day.
Detroit good.
Yeah, he did spend a lot of time in Detroit. They are good, Jeff. I mean, we watched that
really
game
good.
The other night.
They're fun. I like them because they play a different style of football. You know, I just like watching them play.
The thing that stuck with me from Monday night's game, too, is just the defense. Man, they were tough when they needed to be tough, made big plays down the stretch. We all know how good Baltimore is. The hard part about the NFL is you try to juggle, right? You're like, oh, you know, we probably should have beat the Bengals. Man, we just beat, you know, some people argue, let's tell you the Packers are the best team in the NFL. And then if they're not the best team in the NFL, then if you didn't have all those mistakes against the Ravens, you were kind of, you could have been in the game, but you weren't. And we're sitting here trying to juggle, especially early on in the season, you try to figure out where your team really is, don't you? And I think our defense is like, I want to lean into the fact that we have one of the best defenses in the NFL. The numbers tell you that we do, but you're also banking that against teams that you played against. It's kind of confusing.
Can you bank on that yet?
On our defense, yeah, I think you can.
I really do.
I banked on them after the first week. When they shut down Cincinnati's offense and those wide receivers, and then to come back again and eliminate the running game against Baltimore, they've done things that teams are going to struggle with all season long.
Three really nice efforts against three really nice offenses. That to me is the thing, because you keep thinking, all right, well, that was okay, Cincinnati. Boy, you did a great job against Joe Burrow. You're really familiar with him. You know, you're really familiar with Cincinnati. You got it, you know. And then Baltimore. Well, you've played Baltimore well, but you did shut down Derrick Henry. And I kept thinking, okay, this Green Bay game, that'll be a little different test. You know, not a divisional opponent, not somebody you're familiar with. How's this go? If they can slow down Detroit, Andy, I think that's the culmination of, yep, that defense is back. I think that defense is back. As it is right now, it's still like the Guardians pitching. It's going to give you a chance in every game. Every game.
There's another thought I had going into this week about how tough it is to play after Monday Night Football and have to bounce back. And that was a huge spotlight game.
Yeah, it was big.
Last week against the Ravens.
It was big.
And I wonder how much that's going to take. It's take a little bit of a toll. The fact that the Lions are back home again, I think, buffers that. Maybe if they had gone on the road and had to come back, it might, you know, squeeze their timeline a little bit more. I don't know that it's as devastating when you're at home the week after playing Monday Night Football.
I think that's probably true. But that's usually the way that works out. So, Andy, they're going to be ready. They're going to be good. We know they're going to be good. And can the Browns win it? Yeah. Why? Because they have a really good defense. They have a really good defense. What you're going to have is your offense is going to have to start giving you something, Andy.
Mm-hmm.
Something. And the offense really hasn't given you much of anything yet.
I'm just kind of looking at some of the stats on that. After playing Monday Night Football, are we 3 weeks in? So, and there, we had multiple games, that's why. I was trying to do the math on this, too. Teams playing their previous game on Monday night are 2-4-0 straight up, and 1-5-0 against the spread, if you want to look at it that way. I think it's difficult for teams to have to flip it around and then have to come right back and play on. Well, I mean, you're going to have to play on Sunday anyway, but I think the Thursday night game has more of an effect on teams that are playing than it would be, you know, playing Monday to Sunday. But I don't know. Maybe that's advantage Browns. I don't know. I you can't dig too deep into it, but it does seem like things are difficult. It becomes difficult for a team that plays whether they win or lose after playing on Monday night. I hope that's advantage Browns. I'm also concerned about this offensive line, Jeff. I don't know how you aren't.
You have to be.
Yeah. So right
we'll
now,
see about Jack Conklin.
So Jack is day-to-day in practice. Isn't that what he said? That was the very first thing he said in the press conference, that he's day-to-day. And so now that leaves you with Jack Conklin, maybe, and Cornelius Lucas, maybe, as your tackles. Well, not maybe. He is. I don't know how they don't start him, right? He's got to start
him. I don't think you have any choice. He's your guy.
And if Jack can't play, now you're looking at KT Leviston. And then you only have three backups. They're going to have to add somebody to the offensive line or elevate somebody off the practice squad.
They did today. They brought in Mumford.
Oh, okay. All right. I missed that. I didn't
Ohio State Buckeye?
Yeah. So you've got Tevin Jenkins, then Luke Whippler, and Zach Zinter. And Zach hasn't played. Like, what's going on there?
Well, he's not going to play anyway.
It's been super quiet.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.
On some of those things, he's just always
as long as Teller and Bitonio are healthy, they're going to be on the field.
But it leaves you so that signing Mumford back then, that gives you five guys to back up on the defensive line. I don't know. I think that's like, if you ask yourself, Jeff, what's the weakest part of this team right now? What is it? I saw a lot of open wide receivers last week that weren't getting the ball. And whether that's Joe's fault, whether that's the offensive line's fault,
it's
whatever.
It's some combination of quarterback, wide receiver, offensive line. That's the weakest part of this team.
Could you imagine if they come back and win this week?
Yes, I can imagine. I have a good imagination, Andy. It's very vivid.
I mean, think about this. Green Bay dominated the AFC last year in all the games they played. They were 5-0. There were only three teams that were 5-0 against the AFC from the NFC last year. So they hadn't lost a game. And it had been ages since the Packers. I think the Packers had a four-game winning streak historically against Browns. I know those don't really mean a whole lot, but sometimes it gets into your psyche a little bit. And, you know, and to look at to look and think that maybe if they can get a win against Detroit, I don't know if that changes people's minds or – you know, it's always like, oh, I told you so. How many times do you hear that? I told you so. Todd is in Akron. Hi, Todd.
Thank you for taking the call. I'm listening to the conversation, but I'm already sold on Kevin Stefanski.
Hang on one second. Hey, are you on speakerphone? Because you sound super muffled.
Okay, now I'm not on speakerphone.
Way better.
I'm sold on Kevin Stefanski. I believe he's doing a good job, but for him to miss these open receivers like he's been doing, and then you got the two-headed monster Detroit. Like, I love what the defense is doing, but Detroit is a different animal.
Yeah.
I expect that team to be in the Super Bowl this year. I got Detroit to be in the Super Bowl this year. And if the Browns beat them, it's a statement if they beat them.
So I think if, you know, we were just talking with somebody else this morning, too, that if they can get to 20 points, I think they'll have a shot in every game. Every game. The problem is, I mean, how many games are you going to win by scoring 13 points? And you're right. The Lions are a two-headed monster. But there are people that think the Packers are going to the Super Bowl, too, or the Packers were going to the Super Bowl before last week. Hell, they were talking about being undefeated last week.
You're right. I love what I saw with that defense, but, you know, it's still cool. Like the offense, those wide-open receivers, my God. How can you miss that guy wide open like that? I mean, that's what I'm – I mean – They got to get those things right if we expect to get in the playoffs this year.
Thank you. Appreciate it. How is that happening? We sat up in the stands, and there were a couple times, and Isaiah Bond, I know, got a little frustrated last week, despite the fact that he's a rookie and getting a little irritated with his quarterback for not being able to find him on plays. I just don't know if the pocket's collapsing too fast or the plays aren't developing the way they want to. You never really know what route the wide receiver is supposed to be. I mean, we don't. I don't. I unless somebody's got some playbook in front of them where they know exactly where they're going. I do think it takes 11 to make a mistake. And I think Joe admitted it at the end of the game that there were a couple times that he should have had options to be able to throw to wide open guys and missed. And, you know, they got separation. That's the problem. If he can't find them when they get separation, then that's an issue. I understand when wide receivers don't have separation. I totally get it, and that's when quarterbacks get in trouble, and then you're praying that you ran the ball or you try to find the outlet pass, maybe from a running back that's swinging over into the flat. But if he can't find those guys when they have separation, it's kind of hard to get mad at the wide receiver.
That sounds like a blanket statement.
There were plenty of play, and I know they're like – and sometimes I think it's easier to see when you're at the stadium than when you're watching on TV. But there were plenty of play. But, and then again, I'm watching from the press box. Yeah, I don't have Joe's vantage point of what he sees and what's in his way to see what's open and what's not open. Or if Joe got locked in on a receiver that he wanted to throw it to and tried to. But I don't think Joe's that guy. I don't think Joe locks in completely, I guess.
I think the most fair way and probably the most accurate way to describe it, Andy, is what we said earlier. Which is, there are obviously some issues at quarterback, there are some issues at wide receiver, and the offensive line, not quite there. So I'm not going to sit here and say that Joe's missing all these receivers downfield. I've seen the receivers downfield. I've also seen the receivers not hanging on to footballs and the receivers
that's
not making
true too.
Plays.
Yeah, I give you that.
So the receivers aren't making plays. Neither's Joe. So that means your passing game really isn't making plays. Does an enhanced running game set up more play action and make that better? Yeah, it probably would. So maybe they're on the way to doing that. You know, Quinshon Judkins looks good.
Yeah, he does.
You know, so maybe as teams try to focus on him a little bit more, maybe it sets up some play action. Maybe it takes a little focus off the passing game. Maybe that'll loosen some things up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.